Good morning. My name's Tim Buschek. I'm a focus partner, and Ryan asked me to share with you some of the ways that I've seen the focus community values at work. Focus students are embedded in our congregation. They have served us in childcare. They've served as advisors in middle school and high school. We hired one of last year's advisors, June, and he's now the middle school coordinator. They've served as interns in Family Ministries Department. Last year, Madison, this year, Annika. Currently, Katrina is the Mission Department intern, and she's assisting me as I plan for the 2018 Thailand trip. Our students also serve internationally. They've done that through mission trips in Thailand to build houses, service learning trips in Guatemala this year. 2 years ago, I was able to join them in the Dominican Republic, where we learned about microfinance. This year, as we prepared for Guatemala, where the theme was immigration, Ryan asked us to consider this quote from Frederick Buechner. God calls you to a place where your deep gladness meets the world's deep hunger. I reflected on that as I was thinking about my 6 years as a focus partner. I went into this thinking I could be a mentor and I could maybe share some of my deep gladness and pursue the world's deepest needs. But along the way, I got an unexpected surprise. Deeper gladness. Deeper gladness because of the friends I've made, because of the students I've met and grown to love and serve alongside. In some ways, it started with a bicycle ride. In 2011, the college pastor, two university students, Colin and Daniel and I, cycled to Mount Hermon. That was the first of seven ACC rides that I've been able to participate in, and most of those with university students. Colin and Daniel have become significant to me and to our family. In 2012, 20 university students went to Thailand to build homes. I was also part of that trip, as was my oldest son, Joel. Joel, who had been out of university for over 3 years. The minute he got to the airport, he was welcomed in by the Focus community. And over those next 17 days, they loved him. He became good friends with several of them, and to this day is a very good friend of Colin's. Since then, he's joined Colin in numerous activities. The second student I spoke of, Daniel, well, he's also done a few bike rides with me and with Joel. But more significantly, Colin and Daniel have invested their lives in Joel. Joel, who would join the 2015 Dominican Republic trip with a new generation of Focus students and loved by them. In May of 2015, Joel was in a serious automobile accident as a pedestrian. His first two visitors after he got out of ICU in June, Colin and Daniel. Deep gladness. We have experienced Focus love. As Mandy said, they love well. My last story is another Focus cycling story. In August of 2014, a shy sophomore by the name of Brett asked me if I'd drive him down to San Leandro to buy a bicycle. We did that, and I got to be Brett's Focus partner that year, meeting with him on Sunday mornings for breakfast as he was preparing his lesson for the high school department. He was working with Calvin as an advisor. Brett emerged as a worship leader in Focus. He's been up here and performed in front of the whole church as a worship leader. So you can imagine my deep gladness when he came to me this past spring as he was approaching graduation. He said, "Tim, I'd like to join the ACC bike ride." So he was one of three other students. We cycled to Mount Hermon together. Deep gladness. I'm grateful for the opportunities I've had to connect with the lives of these students. And I'd invite you to consider how you might connect and how you might participate in the Focus community this year. All we have is a gift from God. Now we have the opportunity to respond to God with our tithes and offerings. And as the plates are passed through the aisle, I would ask those of you who have completed those connect cards that Steve talked about that you'd put those in the plates. Would the ushers please come forward?